All right, you guys, okay, here we go. We're back. I'm Rick Moore, along with Tim Kearns, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. This is North Shore Sports Night on this Monday night. We're bringing in now the Gloucester High School field hockey coach, Lauren Riley Gove. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. I got to ask you, how long have you been the head coach now?
This is my eighth season coming on. I had a couple years on sub-varsity prior to that, but this is season eight.
Good Lord. Man, that went by fast.
Did
you get a chance to talk to your kids in the springtime, you know, that you had last fall? Because I'm sure some of them were multi-sport athletes and they did not get to participate. But even more so, the seniors did not get to do their normal senior activities heading off to whatever endeavors they might be going. So how was it in May and June and July?
I think you're asking from the perspective of the kids that graduated.
Pretty much, yeah. And, you know, your relationship with them and how they miss so many things.
They were certainly disappointed. You know, I think that the entire state of the world kind of put things into perspective for them. We had a lot of good kids that had some great heads on their shoulders. So they were certainly disappointed in the things that they missed out on. But, you know, respectively speaking, it wasn't the end of the world.
Well, that's cool. I mean, I found that most of the kids were pretty resilient as well, the ones that we talked to. But, you know, we really feel bad for them. And now you go into this season, and it's all topsy-turvy as well with the beginning of school coming up. What's the status now, Coach? Because I know that several schools in the conference, I think five or six schools, have opted to go ahead and play a Fall 1 schedule in the conference. So I guess it's Masconomet, Beverly, I want to say Marblehead, Swampscott, Peabody. Now, Danvers is meeting tonight, and Gloucester, your superintendent has recommended that the kids be allowed to play. So what's the status of Gloucester field hockey at the moment?
Gloucester field hockey at the moment is chomping at the bit to get out there and participate. We have been doing some off-season non-sport-related conditioning. So that has been great because we've had a connection with those girls. But we're just kind of waiting in limbo for the decision. Mm-hmm. If they say yes, you know, we can go ahead and start training with them. We can start training with them on Friday, no matter what the decision is. But we certainly are hoping for a yes vote so that we can participate. You know, if we were to be pushed to Fall 2, is what they're calling it, in February, I mean, besides battling the elements, we really wouldn't be having too much competition if the other teams are playing now. So, you know, that's certainly one of those things that you have to think about if everyone in your conference, because you can't schedule interleague games. So, you know.
Yeah, I know. I know one of the schools, I forget who I was talking to, but they've got the partial schedule, and they're like a Cape Ann League school, and then they're going to fill it in with out-of-league games. The thing is, and I want to talk about some of your kids you have, you know, expect to play this season, Lauren, but the idea, I mean, what's your philosophy now? I mean, you've been coaching for a while. No one's ever experienced anything like this. I talked with Fernando Braz, the incredible Peabody cross-country and track coach over at Peabody High School, and his thing was, we just want to compete. We want to compete. And knowing that, you know, it's not going to be a normal Northeastern Conference championship, it's not going to be a normal MIAA playoff season, but the kids want to compete. And as a competitor yourself, coming from an incredibly competitive coaching family, an athletic family, what's your philosophy on this, Lauren? How are you looking at this? How do you plan to play, to coach this thing?
Well, my philosophy with the girls has always been, you know, it's great to win the conference, which we did a couple years in a row. And then last year, for example, we started off a little bit slow. We had some setbacks in our roster. And, you know, I always say to the girls, the conference is great. The regular season is fantastic, but we're looking towards postseason. You know, we had a very set goal of getting to and winning a state championship. That's always been our goal. And, you know, now obviously we have totally switched gears on that. and it's just, okay, listen, if we get the opportunity, we go out there and we play as hard as we can. You go out, you look to be successful in every single game that you play. We had a tournament this last July, I think it was. No, it was in August. It was in August.
Mm-hmm.
And we played at Fenwick with all the other conference teams, and we did fantastic.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. You could, yeah, and I know some schools are talking about, you know, at the end of, if they get to play in Fall 1, they're going to form their own tournament and have their own championship and so on. And I guess that makes sense. Lauren, tell me about some of the kids you expect to lead the way. Let's say if this season gets underway and we have a normal, a semi-normal schedule, who are the kids we should be looking at?
Well, my captains, I have four captains, senior leadership that across the board are just fantastic. Of course, you have Mia Sala, who has broken records left and right, and she is just, you know, unstoppable on the forward line. Ella Marshall is tremendous. Ella may be one of the overall best athletes I've ever coached, hands down, but to even go to the high school, I mean, the kid is phenomenal. She has a know-how. She has a killer instinct. She's just all over the field and gives it all when she's out there. So I think the combination of her and Mia working together is going to be fantastic. And then I have the leadership part from Kelsey Lothers, who kind of, in this tournament, I watched her pick up right where we left off last year in the state tournament, which is, you know, that's what you're always looking for. And then my goalie, Mia Wheeler, she was looking tremendous at the end of the season last year and did a ton of work in the off season. And so they're looking great. And I have a team that has been there. You know, we did lose a couple of key players last year, but I have a solid team that's been to the tournament, that's played those big games, that knows how to step up. So we're looking to kind of capitalize on that know-how.
Mm-hmm. Coach, any questions for Coach?
That was great to see you last week, Lauren.
Always a pleasure.
A little subtext there, Tim.
Yes.
Oh. All right, be nice.
I know. I love Lauren. She's one of my all-time favorite students. Her and a little gang in the back of the room there.
Not much.
What kind of protective measures are you guys talking about putting in place? Because there is still the health risk.
Yes, there certainly is. I think that what we have going for us is the fact that we would be playing outdoors. And it's, you know, I try not to get too much into the, well, first of all, I don't think that there are really any facts that have come out too much surrounding the coronavirus. It's all kind of still up in the air, questionable things. I think that, you know, the statement from the WHO saying that it's very rare to transmit it from asymptomatic people kind of helps, where you would be able to gauge if people had symptoms of it and kind of hopefully smart about that. Of course, the MIAA has applied the mask rule, and they've dropped us down to 7 versus 7. With field hockey, which, you know, a lot of the coaches had gotten together, and there was actually a petition that was put in place to re-amend that, because, you know, in field hockey, there really isn't too much gathering on the ball. You may have a couple of people that are going for it, but it's not really on top of each other. I don't believe that passed, so it would be the 7 versus 7. And then, as far as transportation goes, you know, I feel that although there are risks that are out there, this isn't something that's just wafting from person to person. You know, there's certainly biology has to come into play, where you have to expel the virus, and then the virus then has to be picked up from somebody and ingested. So I think that what we've been doing really well in Massachusetts has been being aware of what to do and what not to do, and so far we have been very lucky. You know, I work in the restaurant industry, and of course we are a tourist town down here in Gloucester, and I think that it was a really great thing to see that our numbers stayed relatively low, well, extremely low, throughout the summer, even though we did have an influx of tourists. And working in the industry, I see how there were restrictions and, you know, put in place so that people were careful. So I do feel comfortable moving forward that if we do pay attention and we are on top of things, that we can really hopefully keep that at bay.
Coach, we know, you know we love you. You know we're going to be talking with you, and we know that you're going to do the best for your kids. So we appreciate your taking the time tonight.
That's what it's all about, is it's all for the kids. It's keeping them active. It's keeping them engaged and just doing whatever we can. If we don't have a season, we will be practicing as much as we can. We will be with them. We will be on top of things. We will be supporting them. So hopefully we just get to compete and prove ourselves like we always try to.
And you'll be constantly teaching. Coach Gove, thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see you on the field if this thing actually gets underway.
For sure. I appreciate it, guys. You guys take care.
Thank you, Coach. All right. All right. That is Coach Lauren Riley Gove, who is the field hockey coach at Gloucester High School. We will take a break.